How can one trust Blue Bound as there is greenwashing with Green Bound in some cases?
Bonds is one of the bonds. If you raise money, you just issue bonds. You know, companies or people will buy the bond.
What are the conditions to emit a Blue Bound?
You have to be the money used for projects only focused on ocean. The second, that have to be sustainable. You have to watch all the ecosystem and all these. The cheated ones, I think there is no sustainability in getting it, and they have to be committed. And this, I think it's all linked. You know, you can cheat, but the end results will be ruined.
What did you learn in this conference, and how do you see Captain Chichu for Oman and Africa?
Well, I think the ocean economies have been neglected for a long time. The focus was not on the ocean. And they take the ocean as separate, you know, pieces, fishing here, aquaculture, focus now on ocean economies. And all the organization you talk about, FAO, IMF, World Bank, and all the local, you know, organization in Africa and Asia and Europe, they're talking about the blue economy. And there is a framework or an endorsement in FAO, the blue economy, to use the potential of the sea. So I think the message we got now, that focus, the World Bank kindly, you know, organized this conference in the ocean. So there will be an agenda in COP22 dedicated for the ocean economies. It's never been there before. It will be there now in the agenda. Any coming meeting, you'll see that an agenda will be ocean economies, that at least 2 hours will be allocated for ocean economies. And then the momentum will come. And this will raise funds. We'll raise, you know, technical assistance to countries. We'll raise a lot of attention from all, you know, the like donating funds from Europe, from Nordic, from US coming to this region. I think the focus will be now on the ocean and the coastal communities. The poor depends on the sea. But Oman ratify the port state measures, which is eradicating the illegal fishing, and Oman was the first in the Arab world to ratify that treaty, the number 8 on the world. The history is there. You know, people been moving between East Africa and Oman for a long time, for 100 years, and peacefully, and for the benefit of both nations. I don't see, and it continues, never been stopped. Maybe there is a slowdown in the last 40 years, but I think this opportunity will be grabbed. Because the people know each other for a long time. They've been trusted, they do trade for East Africa. They know the culture, they know him. But Oman and Africa, they share so many things common. So many things, culturally, politically, economically. And often family-wise, especially with Zanzibar, Tanzania. You know, there is connection, you know, between Oman and Africa.
This interview was done in Mauritius, in parallel of the conference on blue economy and climate change in Africa by Umi Ahmed Mikidash.